This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. I think it's Sanity anyway. Right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, paying attention, being involved, being engaged, doing something. You're listening to Real Side. Did I say that already? Did I? I did? God, I'm repeating myself. That's not good. Always a pleasure to have you. Hey, we got an exciting night. We have, what's that guy's name? Xander Gibb is going to be joining us at the first break. It's always a lot of fun, you know, when he comes on. Also, all right, second hour, be ready for it. Judge Jeanine Pirro joins me to talk about her new book and what's going on at the deep state, as it's called. You know, if you... I got to tell you, see, I want to jump into this, and I shouldn't. If you head over to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll, you can be part of the conversation, you can get involved, get engaged, all that fun stuff that you should be doing anyhow, you know, being part of the process here. The people on the left are going out of their minds. I'm watching what's happening on Facebook. They're just going crazy. And, you know, you had, who was it, Juan Williams today? I made the mistake of turning on Fox for a little bit to listen. Juan was there with the five, and he says, you know, this GDP is all about President Obama. Okay? I mean, delusion. This isn't just, these people need to be locked up for their own good. I'm not worried about society. I'm worried about them hurting themselves. And then somebody puts out a meme that actually that shows that Obama had a 5-point-something GDP, a 4-point. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you guys, there's a chapter in that book I wrote, The show is The Real Side. The book is Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. You get the book, because in the book, I call out all this crap. Why do they have to lie? If their product is pristine, if their product is perfect, if they've got the right answers, why lie? You don't have to. And why, you know, this is, things are just so terrible. You know, we have a 4.1 GDP. We've defeated ISIS. Have you heard about ISIS lately? I haven't. Maybe they're hiding it from us. That's what it is. Right, record low unemployment. Rising wages, right? Strengthening our military, being the world's largest oil producer. This is peace in Korea. What exactly are the Democrats going to run on? All the bad things that are happening under Trump? I'm extremely confused. I don't know what their message is going to be. And for, you know, I do a little bit of political consulting. And if I was consulting the Dems, and I know they don't listen to me, so we're safe here, I would say, stay away from all this stuff. Don't talk about the crumbs. Don't talk about the tax breaks. Don't talk about the health care. Don't do that. I would say, I would take it from a different point of view. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but ultimately, how I would keep the economy rolling, how I would make it more robust, how I would make sure more money get back down to the little people. You see what I'm saying? You see where I'm going with that? Because whether they want to listen or not, whether they want to believe it or not, many Americans, they may not be happy with Trump. Right? Remember like Obama? See, you got to flip this over. Remember when the likability, whatever the heck they call it, for Obama was way up there. It was like in the 70, 80%. But the country was going in the wrong direction. So people said, yeah, the country's going in the wrong direction, but God, he's such a great guy. We like him so much. You know, when they find that mass murderer on your street, right, he shot up, you know, half the block, and the neighbors will always say, what? He was such a nice man. He was always quiet. He bought the kids ice cream when the ice cream truck came about. This is what we've become. And now my favorite one today. The one that you can start shaking your finger going, I told you so. The UN has warned that it's running out of cash. Jeez, there's a shock. Right, the Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that in the UN is running out of money and urging members to pay up. Members. You know, in the past, they'd come running to us going, oh my God, we're going to have to shut the doors. We can't buy air conditioning. And we would just start doling out money. I'd love to see these guys now show up in front of President Trump's office and go, okay, we need some money. I mean, think about all the crazy stuff they've done this year to us. In a letter to staff this week, Guterres says that he's warned member states of the troubling financial situation. Why don't you guys stop spending so much money and doing so many stupid things? He said, their money woes, you ready for this? I mean, somebody else said this. A long time ago, somebody said this. He said, their money woes have to do with the fact that member nations aren't paying. And they'll be looking for us to fix it, right? I say, no, don't do it. Move them to another country. Maybe, I don't know, Cuba will take them or something, right? Our cash flow has never been this low so early in the calendar year, and the broader trend is also concerning. We're running out of cash sooner, staying in the red longer. Guterres went on to say that the organization will be taking measures to look at reducing costs in a way that won't affect the mission. He said, oh yeah, you know what? Get rid of that building you're in. Right? Take staff down to a bare minimum. I can think of a whole bunch of things you can do to save a few bucks. Trump administration's threats to cut funding do not appear to be directly linked to the cash crunch. Now, the administration has been eyeing carefully its payments to the various U.S. funds and agencies. Now, the U.S., we haven't reduced our dollars. We haven't delayed any of our payments. It's just that they've been told in no uncertain terms, do not look to us for any more money. You work it out. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side. Jader Gibb joins me on the other side of the break. Get ready. It's coming. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, I know I'm not a, you know, I know some of you think I'm a little off. I'll tell you what, I'm a lot off, because I know that you're not here listening or waiting for me tonight. Okay, I know who you tuned in for. And it's and again, I don't blame you. I love this guy when he's on with us. Let's bring him on. You know, Xander Gibb. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I could see you in a cape, throwing the cape off.
Definitely not.
No.
I would trip over it, believe me. And when I gotta use the wheelchair, imagine me in a wheelchair with a cape, and the cape is just like, you know, getting caught up in the wheels and you know, that kind of thing. But I'm a big fan of Xander Gibb too.
Yeah,
he is fabulous.
You know what? If I ever had to go into a wheelchair, we'd have to have a pizza tray attached to it. You know, one that, like, swings forward so I don't
have to... I asked for that, actually. I said, where's the ice dispenser?
Yeah.
And where's the cup holder? And can you put a vending machine option on it? And they're like, Mr. Kip, we cannot do that. So that's okay.
Oh, how you doing, Xander? Everything good?
Everything is good. We've had a heat wave in the UK today. It's been, like, 100 degrees in the shade. So I'm melting like a snow cone in Phoenix, and but it's okay. I've got like 54 fans on in the room, and you know, I will be fine. We'll get through it.
Well, you know, it's it was 115. It's been 113, 115 out here. So you know, you're compared to us, you're having a little bit of a cold spell. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it rained. It rained tonight for like 2 hours, and everybody was so relieved that it rained because you know there's less water in the UK than there was on Theresa May's brain. But you know, that's for a different show.
Did you hear? I'm not going to listen. Maxine Waters, you know, because you're talking about crazy people, so we might as well go down this road now. I don't know how long we're going to wait, right? Maxine Waters came out the other day, and this is what it reminded me of.
Yeah. Well, me and the Lord, we got an understanding. We're on a mission from God.
Right? You got Maxine Waters, who came out and said that God sent her here for a specific reason, to stop Donald Trump. Now, right? No, think about this. The millennials love her. Just ask her. She'll tell you. And, you know, they're coming out, and they're you know, she's, what is it, impeach 45? I mean, isn't that her mantra? Impeach 45 is her mantra.
No, it's her favorite flavor of ice cream.
Oh, I'm
like
sorry.
Peach mint.
Peach.
Peach mint.
That. Okay, got it.
Peach mint. Yeah, I could talk for hours about this.
No, but wait a minute.
Number one,
before you say anything, she's saying this in a church. She's in a church. And they thought they weren't supposed to do this, and they get all mad about this. And she's telling them that God sent her to stop Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know. This bothers me. What do you think?
Well, number one, I'm a Christian, and when if you're talking about God and your mission from God, and the week before you've been telling people to accost Republicans and Trump supporters in the street and encouraging violence, you know, I've read the Bible from cover to cover, you know, when I was at Bible school, and I don't remember anything in there about Jesus saying, and go and tell the MAGA, you know, MAGA hat wearers where to go and beat them up, because this is what Jesus foretold. There's no God in this woman. I think she's dyslexic. I think she means dog. It's her dog talking to her. You know, and the only thing her dog doesn't say is resign. But you know, I have to say this, but, you know, I think the thing is, I don't know if you've ever worn a wig, Joe, but speaking of someone that has, if you get the straps a little too tight, it can actually restrict the blood flow to the brain.
So that
I think this is what's going on.
So that is a James Brown wig then.
It is.
Okay. I've always thought that. I wasn't quite sure. So thanks for clarifying that for me.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it.
Apparently, when she went... She went to the store and tried it on, and she said, it's perfect. The guy said, how do you feel? She said, I feel good.
God. All right. Hey, so you and I both have been now, big time now, victims of Twitter, if you would. You get banned from there on a regular basis for sneezing the wrong way. And they just cleared us up of almost 40,000 of our Twitter followers. And it was funny because I was, you know, Tammy... She tweets out during the show, so as you know, because you retweet them. And my mailbox used to get, like, beat up after she would put something out. And I could always tell when she did something a little, you know, controversial she would put out there. And it came to a grinding halt almost overnight. And so I'm sitting here saying to her, did you do this? Did you do that? Did you tweet out? Yeah, I did it. And now we know why. They had pretty much choked us, and we couldn't get anything done. I mean, how do we get our message out?
I don't know, but I'm actually glad this week that our good president, Donald Trump, actually got in on the act and said, you know, this is enough from we will stop you, basically. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I think that, you know, the thing is market forces will always kind of lead the way. And their profits are 20% down.
Good.
From last year. And yep. if this is supposedly a business, then the guy, you know, Jack Dorsey, needs to take a step back and leave these politics at the door. And, you know, I've had people say to me, you should leave your politics at the door, Xander, but I'm a political commentator. That's what I do. Why would I leave my politics at the door? But when you're running your business, you know, this is a huge corporation. I wouldn't care if they treated everybody the same. If everybody was subject to the same rules, I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I worked darn hard to build up my Twitter account. I had nearly 30,000 followers, and they took it away from me. They said I was an attack account. So if you defend the president, or if you disagree with those on the left, then you are an attack account. I mean, yeah, I've said some risque things, but never anything bad or untrue or too cruel, because that's not what I'm there for. I'm there to make a difference, essentially.
So when Kathy Griffin was tweeting out, you know, pictures of her holding Trump's head in her hand, I guess that was okay. That was just political satire. You and I could never get away. You could have never got away with that. Anything, not even bloodied,
no.
But anything in a negative way towards, you know, President Obama or his wife or kids. And you know something?
No.
You and I, as much as we didn't care for the guy, we never attacked his kids. Never.
Never.
Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. Capitalism runs in my blood. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Xander will still be with us on the other side of the break. I'm taunting him with pizza there, so he's not going anywhere. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The U.S. economy surged to a yearly rate of 4.1% last quarter. White House Economic Development Advisor Larry Kudlow says with this week's agreement with the European Union to avoid escalating their trade dispute, this is just the start.
In the next 6 to 12 months, I think you will see President's effort to form trade bear a lot of fruit.
Some private forecasters caution that GDP last quarter is not sustainable, saying temporary factors like consumers spending their tax cuts and exporters delivering products before retaliatory tariffs played a role.
is the U.S. preparing airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities? Speaking at the Pentagon, Secretary of Defense James Mattis says those reports out of Australia are fiction.
I have no idea where the Australian news people got that information.
Other sources indicate providing intelligence on targets is different from actually planning a mission. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Isn't that just like a WOP? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
See, at this point, if I had a smoke machine, I would have smoke coming up in front of the screen. And the camera would move forward through a set of beads, you know, from like the late 60s, like the flower power movement. That's, every time I hear that song, that's what I think of. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do. And I really do appreciate the time. I know there's about 3,000 other shows you could be listening to. And you know my favorite saying. It shows me how high of an IQ you have because you've chosen this one. And again, thank you so much. And let's thank Xander Gibb for being with me. He's with me every week. I love when he's on the show. I know you guys tune in just to hear him anyhow most of the time. So, hey, Xander, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You should just get Tammy to pull in the barbecue from the yard. You know, and then you can don't have to buy a smoke machine.
Yeah, well, barbecue for her works like a, you know, the odor. It's like an aphrodisiac for her. So I think we'll just stay away from that.
Moving swiftly
show.
On.
There you go.
Today
I knew that would
the real side.
I knew that would slow you.
See,
that's why we call it the real side around here. We don't play games, you know, we whatever. God. And I'll hear about that one later.
Was that Santana you were just playing?
Yeah. She shoot me. In the head, even.
Shoot him, Tammy.
Three for three.
There you go. She hit me all three times. Thanks a lot. Yeah, that was Santana. You know what? Of all the videos I've ever done, the one I got the most amount of negative hits on was when I was yelling at Carlos Santana because at a concert, he stopped close to the end of the song, and he started railing on the U.S. and how bad we were and how nasty we were. And I'm like, you know what? Play the music and shut your mouth. I didn't buy a ticket to hear your political viewpoint. And frankly, if you were down in Mexico or South America and you started speaking about the president like that, you would have heard a gunshot and then the thud when you hit the stage, right?
Well, this is why I laugh when they talk about President Trump as a dictator. And the fact that they can actually say these things proves that he's not, you know?
No, and he admires Putin so much. Well, if he admires and follows Putin, you'd be in jail somewhere, and there wouldn't be any fining you. You know what I'm saying?
When will this get old? Because I'm bored with it now. In fact, it's actually so, you know, we were talking about Twitter before the break. It's so easy now. I don't really have discourse with people, I just send them a meme now, and that does the job, you know.
Oh, sends them right through the roof, doesn't it?
Obama, yeah. Oh, yeah. God, you can hear that. You can actually literally hear their heads going poppity pop pop pop, and I love it. And it's a sport for me now. And after they said how fat and ugly, and you know, they even today, this guy went and trolled on the internet. Typed in Xander Gibb and got a picture of me from 1994 from a modeling shoot that I did and put it on there. And I was like, why does that hurt me? It doesn't hurt me one iota. And it's hilarious, really. I mean, get real, Democrats, yeah. You know?
I am tired of the way they approach stuff. They make absolutely no sense at times. Look at in San Francisco, they have banned the use of straws. I want you to think about this. They have banned the use of plastic straws, okay? And I think it was Santa Barbara now, or one of the counties, if you get caught more than twice as a waiter or waitress or server, whatever they're called now, if you're caught more than twice giving straws or leaving straws on the table without them being specifically asked for, you can be fined up to $10,000 and end up 6 months in jail. However, this is great. In San Francisco, you know, they're putting the same straw laws into effect, and they're actually thinking about, you know, banning plastic forks and spoons and that kind of stuff. However, you can crap on the street in San Francisco. That's legal. You can use a needle to shoot up in San Francisco and leave it right there in the gutter or stick in a tree. That's legal. I mean, help me understand. Am I insane?
Well, in fairness, this is really concerning because, you know, straws don't kill people. People kill people. this open attack on straws is rather concerning. Have you seen these aluminum straws that are out there now and they come with their own cleaner? They're $10. Why would I pay $10 frickin' dollars for a straw?
You've seen these things?
Please.
Oh, Jesus. My God.
It's obviously that what they want to do is that some idiot has said, oh, if we do this ban and we'll sell the straws for $10, come up with when they used to make plastic bottles with CFCs, they don't do that anymore. And so why not just make the straws out of plastic that they can do something without?
Don't they have degradable, now, I don't know if it's plastic, but it's some kind of composite stuff. They do the same thing with the to-go containers. They have the same things that they're biodegradable, right? Whatever happened to the paper straws? Remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Can't kill trees anymore or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Not kind to trees or something.
We're screwed.
Actually has got ridiculous.
We're screwed,
I mean,
right?
I agree. We do need to save the planet, but it's kind of ridiculous to say that the banning straws is the way forward. I mean, whatever next? I mean,
you know, I'm telling you, there's got to be a couch in front of the pearly gate when you get to heaven. And I want to sit on that couch for a couple of days because I'm swear that, you know, some of those people are going to get up there and God's going to go, really? Seriously? You're banning plastic. Okay.
I actually had a dream a few weeks ago. I dreamt I died and I went to heaven and I met St. Peter and he said, are you in the right place, Edgar? I said, yeah, I think so. And he looked in his book and he went, yeah, you certainly are. He said, you've had enough hell. He said, you were a Democrat for a period of time.
Boom, boom. Thank you. He will send your cards and letters to Xander Gibb. Anyhow, yeah, no, it is, it's really sick when you think about this and you think about the fact that they don't want the homeless people to feel bad, so they can go ahead and take a crap on the sidewalk. And they're having problems with some diseases there because what's happening is the sun, you know, as you can imagine, is drying the human stuff, and then it ends up becoming like dust. It gets blown through the air. People are breathing it in, or they're stepping in it in their brand new $300 shoes, whatever they have or what have you. They don't. I just don't understand. You know, you ran with some of these people. I do not understand how somebody could justify that. How do you sit at a table with somebody with two brain cells and say, okay, explain to me how the straws is bad, but the human feces is good?
Well, I just think it's something that they can't justify. But I think a lot of these things are deflection. I want to know what they're doing. that they don't want us to see why they're talking about banning straws. I mean, it's a clear deflection, isn't it?
I think it is. You know, but I sit there and I have friends that are Democrats. I mean, they're honest, good, loving.
You admit
people.
That?
Okay, yeah, I do. I mean, look at my family back on the East Coast, right? But. You know as well as I do, there is really true. They grew up in a Democrat household. They've been taught for years that Republicans are bad. And some of them, their intentions are really good, right?
And
you go, okay, I get it. You don't want homeless people to they've got it going on bad enough, and now you're going to write them up or you're going to do something to them for peeing their pants or peeing in the street, whatever. Let's come up with a solution then. Why make it so that they can make it worse for everybody else? Let's come up with something better that works for everybody, that's clean, that's not hazardous to your health. It's just amazing to me. They can't go that far with it.
Absolutely. Well, in some states, you're not allowed to even feed the homeless or sit in the park and give them a haircut for free. So it's, you know, there's no logic. There really is no logic with any of this. In fairness, I know some pretty decent Democrats, and we can agree to disagree. But I think there are moderate Democrats out there that are not, just the deluded kind. Sorry, you were going to say something.
No. I was going to go along the lines of, you hit something on the head there, which is you cannot feed homeless people in some of the parks. Like the churches were banned from doing it in a couple of major cities. But the reasoning behind it, ready for this? It was for health reasons. Because we don't know where the food was prepared. It might have been prepared in somebody's kitchen who really didn't take the precautions to make sure it was fine. So here I am. I'm going to feed somebody in San Francisco, but I can't feed them because I might have cooked in a kitchen with some germs in it. But while I'm sitting there talking to that person, I can breathe in human feces that has all kinds of diseases.
Exactly.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Hey, believe me, if I was that starving, I wouldn't care where it had been prepared. I would eat Nancy Pelosi's leg.
No. We're not going to have that.
Gristle.
I'm Joe, senior host. We'll be back in a few minutes. I got to go throw up, and Sandra's going to get some oxygen. We'll be right back.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
There we go. They'll be protesting around the studio tonight. How dare I play such a misogynistic song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Always a pleasure. Remember, next hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro joins us to discuss her new book and some other things, too, but we'll talk about then. But the one you tuned in for, I know you did. I'm not stupid. I know why you were tuned in tonight. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of help me make sense of some of this really stupid, crazy stuff that's going on in the news and around the globe. Xander, thanks for being with me.
Pleasure's all yours, Joe.
Thank you. All right, so listen. Somebody that we both know, I won't say respect, but somebody we both know was having a little trouble the other day, and I thought maybe you could help me, because I don't quite get all these terminologies that she uses. Maybe you can help me figure it out.
There's a commensurate bipartisan, a common sense bipartisan support, path forward. That would be Mike Thompson, who's of California, who's the chair of our task force. I know if the comprehensive bill came to the floor on background checks.
Now, I haven't got a full sentence out of this yet, but when we get there, let me know. You got to hear this.
it would win. So we're just saying to the speaker, give us a vote. Just give us a vote. Just 13% would go to bonuses and raises. And once the tax scam is fully phased in, 6 million middle-class families, 86 million middle-class families, after adding $2 trillion to the debt, Republicans are now saying, oh, my gosh, that can't pay for itself. We've got to pay for it some.
Their boss added $10 trillion to the debt, and they couldn't find a budget to save their butts. $2 trillion seems to bother them. Hold on.
Place else. So let's take $2 trillion out of Medicare, $500 billion out of Medicare, half a trillion dollars out of Medicare. I don't want to harm victims. They're having served in that White House for 1 year as a giant enhancement as they go out to the public sector, private sector, the private sector.
This woman's making laws. She is making laws. Go ahead.
This is Drinky Pelosi. She sounds drunk. And can you get the waiter to wine me some, get me some thing? I mean, what the heck was that all about? She's either on very strong medication or in the early throes of dementia, and I wouldn't joke about that because my mom has dementia, but it's like, what is she going on about?
Well, listen, here's the thing. To your point about dementia, okay? And this is where you really trip up the Dems here, because if she's going through dementia, then you're right. You and I would not be making fun of her. It's not a good thing. It's not a happy thing. Okay. They say she's as smart as a tack. That she is a great leader. So if she's a great leader and she's smart, then this is not dementia. If this is what they consider smart, their team is in a lot of trouble. Is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, who is going to be the frontliner to run against Donald Trump in 2020?
I wish you'd put her up.
Because I don't think they have anybody. Imagine. Vote for me. My name is Nancy Thingamabob.
Is it Pelosi or Pelosi? Somebody pronounce that for me? I can see her doing that.
I went to a New Year's Eve party with her 1 year, a few years ago, and we were singing. We were singing, and she was like, should old acquaintance be? I'm like, forgot. She went, yeah, I did.
Oh, God. No, it's just amazing to me that they keep these people up front. She thinks that she deserves leadership position again. She can't get through a seven-minute speech without being so confused she forgets where she's at.
But isn't that a worry? It really is a worry. I think it's a good thing anyway. Let's face it. The worse state that the Democrats are in, the better it is for the Republicans in 2020.
I don't want them to change their message at all, do you?
No, I don't. No. I want Nancy Pelosi to carry on being this crazy, and Maxine Waters too. Because, you know, this is the tolerant left. This is the peaceful left, you know, that are ripping people up for wearing a hat. You know, I just think that they're doing the work for us, and it's sport now. It really is just sport to point it out that they're that bad. It's a sport to point it out.
Yeah, it is. It's amazing to me again that they actually they will actually defend her. And even some of my friends that I consider sane Democrats, they're even kind of sidestepping her. And I'm saying, look. Call people out for what they are. I call Republicans, conservatives, and Christians out that aren't acting right, that are being stupid. Why can't you do the same? Is it because all of a sudden you're admitting that maybe your people are screwed up or some of your people are screwed up? I don't get that's pride, right?
It is. But interestingly enough, I think it's kind of harder on the left. It's got to be, you know, when I was a Democrat, there was this ideology that, you know, you can't call you can't call out Democrat, you know, politicians. You have to agree with everything. But I don't want to be involved in any party, any, you know, political affiliation party, where I have to agree with everything, because I don't agree with everything with Donald Trump. I'm with him on the majority, of things. And, I think that ultimately it says so much about your character. If you're just a yes man and a gopher with all these things, because I think ultimately you show yourself to be, you know, a robot. If you go with the party line on every single new issue, you're a robot.
Well, listen, I want to switch because I don't have a whole bunch of time left with you. And I know you know Roseanne, or you're acquainted with Roseanne, and she was on Hannity last night. And, you know, he was trying to pull out of her just a simple, basic apology, because she said she was sorry for the fact that what she said was taken wrong. And I don't know the woman, but I believe that what she tweeted was taken the wrong way. I don't believe it was meant as a racist anything, okay? But when she starts to get hot, when she starts to get irritated, I've seen some of the others, I mean, she really goes from zero to crazy in no time whatsoever.
In seconds.
Yeah.
In seconds.
Okay.
She's done it to me on the phone. She, in seconds, literally.
Yeah. So, I mean, what is the woman like? Give us some insight into her, if you could.
I mean, I don't know her kind of, you know, we were never best friends. I was friends with her son. I think she's a, you know, she's crazy. You know, most comedians are crazy. Yeah, and she admits, you know, she has mental health problems and she's on medication. But in this particular instance, you know, if you know the history of Valerie Jarrett, you will know that she was involved in the Iran deal and how bad that was for the people of Israel. And so her point was, and if you know anything about the Planet of the Apes movie, the movie was actually based upon how the Jews were treated. So her comment was totally apt. She wasn't saying that Valerie Jarrett was an ape. She was saying that Valerie Jarrett was involved with the Iran deal. And how much it was like that movie, and you have to kind of not be stupid to get it.
Now, I did not know, all right, I'm sure some of my listeners are smarter than me, but I did not know that the Planet of the Apes was based on how loosely based on how the Jews were treated. Really?
Hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Because when she, I wasn't sure of that. I knew it was a kind of loose commentary on society and you know what had been how discrimination had been seen in societal norms. But when I went and looked it up, I can't remember the guy's name, but the guy that wrote it was apparently a Jew, and it was his commentary on how the Jews had been treated in society.
Interesting.
And so her commentary was apt. But they crucified her for it. But I think they were looking for something. They didn't want her to succeed. You know, she'd voted for Trump. She'd supported Trump. And you know, does it mean that she's not crazy? No, it doesn't. Absolutely not. But she didn't deserve to lose her job for that. Because Whoopi Goldberg still has a job on Monday morning after what she said about your next guest, Judge Jeanine Pirro. So
yep.
There is no justice. No pun intended.
Well, it's what I've been saying for a long time. First of all, there is a double, there's a triple standard when it comes to liberals and conservatives. And frankly, I no longer believe that the hardcore left actually wants equality. I believe that they want control. I believe they're going to willing to do anything that they have to do to make us look like rotten, nasty, hateful people as long
right.
as they get control back. And that in and of itself is extremely scary. Not a little scary, extremely scary. Don't you agree?
It is very scary. The things that I get, you know, called every day on Twitter, including a racist, a homophobe, you know, an anti-Jew, you know, anti-Semitic, and all of these things, it is all actually grasping at straws. Again, no pun intended. But the non-disposable variety, of course. But it's actually all about deflection, Joe. What they want to do is to get us to look at other things and to stop talking about what we're talking about. Because then they've won. You know, we have to keep hammering this home every day, like we did during the election. This doesn't end just because there's no election. We have to be fighting the cause every single day on right. social media, in our workplaces, wherever we can, and doing what we can to make a difference. There's no thanks for it.
You hear that. Tell people where to find you, quick.
ZanderGibbs.com.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Again, next hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro on her new book, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and Kids Who Want Socialism. Not only can they not spell it, they don't even know what it means. We'll be back in a little bit.